This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Hey, welcome to Smart Living, Smart Retirement here on Biz Talk Radio. Another fine weekend. Thanks for joining us. I am Larry Ahrens, one of your hosts here on Smart Living, Smart Retirement. My co-host is certified financial planner Chip Stites. Chip, how are you today?
I am great. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Just super. And I'm excited. We've already gotten feedback on this show after one airing, which is really cool.
That was exciting.
Yeah.
That really was.
Anyway, let's talk about what the show is about and what we're going to do today. We have a guest on the show today that we're excited to bring you. First of all, this is a show about retirement, but not in the sense that you think of retirement.
Most of the time when you hear about retirement, what you hear about is finances. This is not a financial program, we are going to talk about money just a little bit. But nothing having to do with where to put it, what to do with it, a budget, anything like that. So if you are looking for stock advice or retirement advice or IRA advice, I think you best look somewhere else.
This isn't the place for you. The whole premise of this show is we've got a lot of people that want to retire or do something else with their life, or perhaps they've been forced into retirement because of the job situation being what it is with older workers these days. That's a whole show that we're going to do one day. But so there's a transition that's taking place, and it's more about not retiring, but it's adopting a new lifestyle. And this show is about doing exactly that. If you don't have millions of dollars in the bank ready to retire and live off the interest the rest of your life, it's okay. And that's what we're here about today. Don't let the fact that Chip is a certified financial planner scare you off, because he's not going to be recommending any of that stuff to you today.
No, we're not going to do that.
He's going to be talking about, and I'm going to be talking about, some ways that you can create income for yourself, some ways to, as we say on this show, fund your life and find your freedom, and that's what it's all about.
That is what it's all about. Your retirement is so much more than you think it is, and if you don't do something concrete or specific, it could be so much less, because finances are just a small, small part of what your retirement could be.
Okay. Now, we have a guest coming up on the show today. We're going to visit with Eddie Collins, and you know Eddie very, very well, and you've set all this up. Eddie is, well, he's a freelance coach, right?
That's what he does. He freelances on his own, and he teaches others how to freelance.
He has, in a way, retired from, he was a veterinarian.
He was.
But he still does veterinary consulting and things like that. He doesn't actually see animals and patients in an office anymore. He just does consulting and freelancing, and he teaches other people how to do it.
He does. He's taking the course from the Churchill Method, Barefoot Brain, that I'm taking in order to teach people how to do this with the skills they already have.
Fantastic. So we're going to learn from Eddie here on the show today and talk about a few other things. I want to read from a blog that I found about retirement. I just want you to react to this,
okay,
Chip, as we go. the guy writes, there is no right way of making this transition, transition meaning to retirement, and finding what you like to do with your life. That's why I can hardly tolerate retirement commercials that try to scare the crap out of us by telling us we need millions of dollars to retire. Wouldn't life be grand with millions of dollars?
It would be grand if we had millions of dollars, but Actually, the average American is going to have less than $400,000 in the bank when they retire. That's what's going to happen to most of us.
That's right. So he continues. He said, I'd like to find out by personal experience, but that isn't going to happen, meaning I'm not going to have millions of dollars. And I'm betting that nearly everyone reading this is in the same rowboat instead of those damn yachts that we see in the retirement commercials.
It's true.
But the key is that we can still have a wonderful life and a glorious retirement. How, you ask? Easy. Make it your own. Do it your way. I love this, don't you? Don't let anyone, including me, this writer says, tell you what you must do. Being retired, you have the freedom and time to do whatever you can afford financially, mentally, and physically. Want to run a 10K race? Well, you can. Want to take up painting or sculpting? Yes, you can. You can do anything you can afford, but you probably need to stop listening to other experts who try to tell you how it must be done. It's those musts that limit our possibilities, and retirement is about possibilities.
It is, and I think I've been working on this for 3 or 4 years, Larry, as you well know. I just sold my business in December, and the idea that I can create the life I want to create, even though I have to do a little freelancing on the side to earn a little extra money, I can create the life I want to create and travel inexpensively, which is what I want to do. Yeah. I want to travel till I can't stand the sight of a suitcase. So, and I know I got to do a little work, and hence the freelancing, and hence our guest today.
Yeah. And by work, this is work that is kind of fun to do, isn't it?
This is work that, A, you're not stuck in one place doing.
Yeah.
B, it doesn't take particularly long in any day. And C, it can earn you enough pocket money or enough extra money for you to do some of the things you want to do.
Yeah, it's all about designing your life, and that's what this show is about. Here's Smart Living, Smart Retirement. Fund your life and find your freedom. And that's what we talk about here on this show. I met some... And there's a million case studies out there, and once our website is up and everything, I'm looking forward to hearing a lot more. You want to hear an unusual one?
Yes.
Retired couple that I met. These are folks that used to live in our neighborhood, and our family knew the son, the kids grew up together and so forth. Well, they dropped in on us a few months ago because they were back in town, and we had a glass of wine and caught up. And you know what he does? He's a retired contractor.
Okay.
And didn't want to build stuff for people in by being hired to do that.
Right.
So what he does, and this has been created solely out of word of mouth, he goes and lives in people's second homes or vacation homes and does remodeling projects while living in the house.
Oh, wow.
And they stay there a few months. He does the work. Then they move on to the next one. And the word gets out that he, A, does great work, and B, will do all of this in your vacation home or your mountain cabin or your beach house and do the remodeling. The only caveat is you just let them stay there, this couple. He says, I have everything I need that I pull in a trailer behind my truck, and we just go live all over the country. I do all this fun work, and yet we have a great life and have a great lifestyle. We live in the mountains. We live at the beach. We live all over the place.
So he's not stuck in an office. He's doing something he loves.
Yeah.
He's traveling at the same time.
Yeah.
And his overhead is very low because he doesn't have to pay for where he's staying.
Exactly. So they were just finishing a remodeling job at a beautiful adobe hacienda located in the mountains of Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Oh, wow.
Had been there for almost 6 months, a huge remodeling project. So I asked him, I said, Brian, how long do you work each day? He said, some days I don't even work. We just have a day off.
The other idea days, is to control your time.
Yeah.
And that's what freedom is about. And obviously, that's what your friend is doing.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
He said, then we're finishing the house in Santa Fe. We're going to Cape Cod for the summer for a guy that wants his beach house remodeled. And we're going to live in Cape Cod for the summer. Now, that's retirement.
That is. I'll take retirement that way any day of the week.
That's how you serve it up, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I think you guys know what the show is about. In just a couple of moments after we take a break here, we're going to introduce you to Eddie Collins, who teaches freelancing. If you can't figure out what freelancing is about for yourself, or you don't know what skills you bring to this, you'd be surprising yourself by what you know and how valuable that is in the marketplace. And Eddie teaches that, doesn't he?
He does teach that. Mm-hmm. And it is interesting, and most people initially think, well, I don't have any skills. And that's kind of what I thought before I started this course. Well, I do have some skills that translate into freelancing that have nothing to do with the financial services industry, which I spent the last 28 years in.
Hey, we're having fun today. Chip Stites, and I'm Larry Ahrens. It's Smart Living, Smart Retirement. Fund your life, find your freedom. You're going to meet one of the experts in the field. Eddie Collins, our guest, is next here on the show as we continue on Biz Talk Radio.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Smart Living, Smart Retirement here on Biz Talk Radio. Hope you're having a great weekend. I'm Larry Ahrens, along with my co-host Chip Stites. And we are talking about how to fund your life and find your freedom here on Smart Living, Smart Retirement. All right, guest time, Chip. And we have an outstanding guest today. And I'll let you do the intro.
Well, thank you, Larry. It is my pleasure to introduce Eddie Collins. And as we've said multiple times, our theme is smart retirement, smart living, fund your life, and find your freedom. And the gentleman I'm talking to today, Eddie Collins, has done precisely that. He's in the middle of the course that he's taken the course and is actually earning money from the course. He freelances himself, and he's fond of saying, I am permanently homeless. Good morning, Eddie.
Hi, Chip. How are you?
I'm doing really well. It's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, you too.
So where are you at the moment, Eddie?
Currently, I'm in the U.S. I'm in Alabama, actually. I've lived in Alabama for quite a while before I moved out of the country, and I'm back visiting friends and family right now.
Oh, cool. And as I understand it, before you went freelance, you were a veterinarian, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I practiced small animal veterinary medicine for 18 years in the U.S., Alabama, and Tennessee, Nashville area.
Okay, so when did you start your freelancing career?
I started freelancing, actually started getting into it, going through the Barefoot Consultants 21 Days course about 3 years ago. I was still a veterinarian at the time, and I was really just kind of testing the waters. And I went through that course, the 21 Days course, and stumbled and stuttered a little bit like a lot of people do, but found my way and then realized that I could actually do this. And this was all part of what turned out to be about a three-year plan of moving overseas for a while.
Oh, cool. So what kind of freelance work, you were in the veterinary industry, how did that translate for you into freelancing work?
It actually turned out to be a pretty smooth process, you know, the stuttering and stumbling at first and kind of learning the ropes. But I started putting feelers out there. Basically, I got on what was then Elance, which is one of the major freelance platforms that was available to freelancers to work through a network, so to speak. And it kind of puts you in touch with a lot of clients. And I started getting in there and putting in proposals, and I actually got several jobs that were veterinary related. I started writing articles, and I actually did some consulting work as well.
And as I understand it, you are still doing some of that. Is that not correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Chip. I'm still doing a little bit of consulting. I'm actually coaching, as you know now, but I'm actually doing some consulting, and I still do a lot of writing. Some of it's veterinary related. Some of it is related to a lot of other areas that I've kind of morphed into.
Eddie, just so our audience knows about you, how old are you and how long have you been retired now?
Yeah, I'm 54, and I retired a little over 2 years ago.
So you are literally doing the freedom thing to the nth degree, and you stopped long before age 65.
Yes, sir, definitely. And Larry said retired, but I don't know that I'm actually retired because I'm freelancing, so I still work a lot. but yeah, you're right. And this was, you know, this kind of came, Chip, I'll tell this real quick, but it kind of came out of, I loved veterinary medicine, I loved my career, and I still do, and I'm still obviously involved in it, just in a very different way than hands-on and physical, in a physical location. But this came from traveling and really wanting that freedom. And, you know, I loved the job, but I didn't like the fact that I had to be at a certain place at a certain time and a certain length of time every day, day in and day out. And so I kind of decided I was going to find a way to give me that freedom to do what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it. And this has been the perfect answer.
This is the essence of our show, Eddie. You're doing exactly what we talk about on the show on Smart Living, Smart Retirement. We use the term retirement more as a metaphor for change and redesigning your life, which is exactly what you have done.
Eddie, can you tell us, I met you in Huatulco, Mexico, because I'm in the middle of taking the course that Eddie has already taken and begun coaching for other freelancers. Where have you lived since you retired, Eddie?
I originally, when I left the States a little over 2 years ago, I moved to a small town in southern Mexico, San Cristobal de las Casas. It's in Chiapas, about 4 hours or so from the Guatemalan border. After that, I kind of made a trek all the way down to Panama through every country in Central America, just kind of visiting the places that I was interested in, worked my way back, and lived in Antigua, Guatemala for several months. And then I moved to the coast, the Caribbean coast of Mexico, just on the Belizean border, so just north of that border. And I lived there for about 6 months in Chetumal, Mexico.
And all of this time, you are freelancing, you are teaching other people how to freelance, and you're working yourself. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly it, Chip. And that's the, you know, it's the beauty of the internet and just the modern world, the modern work world, I guess, so to speak. It's amazing how accessible internet is in most places. There's still some struggles here and there, of course, and there are in the U.S. as well. But that's the availability, and you can do this from anywhere. Traveling, while I was traveling, it was pretty much always very easy to find good enough internet access to do my work and stay in touch. And then I did conduct coaching calls and a lot of those kind of things that require a little heavier internet support all along the way.
Good. Glad to hear it. What did you find in the beginning? You mentioned a couple hiccups. What did you find in the beginning that caused you maybe a little perplexity or slowed things down a little bit?
Well, and a lot of that was really mainly going through the course. This is, I tell people this all the time, especially my coaching clients and when I interact with people in that kind of environment, that this is not overly difficult. It is just very different. This was extremely different from anything I had ever done. I'm not a technologically savvy person, so to speak, but and doing veterinary medicine, you know, the majority, you have to do a lot of thinking, you use your head a lot, but you do a lot of hands-on, and this is strictly no hands-on other than your hands on the keyboard, basically. So it's a very different way of working, if we're going to call call it work. It is, but it's also a very different way of expressing yourself, presenting yourself, kind of, you know, putting yourself out there. It's totally different than what you're used to in a person-to-person or face-to-face environment.
Eddie, can you stay with us a few more minutes? I have more questions to ask you, and I want to know what a typical day is like for you, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
And we'll talk some more as we continue our visit with Eddie Collins. Eddie is freelancing out there. He is, I'm putting air quotes in the air here, retired, end quote. But we'll find out more about his new lifestyle when we come back here on Smart Living, Smart Retirement.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business?
Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, we're happy here on Smart Living, Smart Retirement on BizTalk Radio. We're teaching you how to fund your life and find your freedom. How appealing is that? I'm Larry Ahrens, along with my co-host, Chip Stites. And we have a special guest today, Eddie Collins. And Eddie and Chip know each other very, very well. And we're going to continue our discussion. Eddie, thanks for being here with us today, by the way.
Yeah, thank you, Larry and Chip. Glad to be here.
My question to you is, take us through a typical day that Eddie experiences here in your new redesigned life. What's a day like for you?
That's a great question. It's, you know, most days are fairly similar, but they're all kind of very different at the same time. A typical day for a freelancer, I guess, and in my case, this holds true in a lot of ways. First thing, you get up and kind of check your email and see what kind of messages you have from either current clients or potentially job offers. You're looking for any type of communication that you need to respond to that may be kind of time sensitive, so to speak. And then when I'm actively looking for other projects to participate in, then I'm online searching some of the job sites and looking for things that fit me specifically. And then potentially when I find those, submitting proposals for those. And then I like to get up early and get my work done so that I can spend the rest of my day having fun and doing what I want to do, going out and hanging out at a bar or cafe or going to the beach, depending on where I'm at, and, you know, and enjoy the majority of the day. So I kind of work typically some days 3 to 4 hours, some days none, obviously, but you know, the first 3 or 4 hours of the day, I like to get it all out of the way so that I have that freedom to do the rest of the day how I want to do it.
Eddie, with that in mind, where do you think you're going next?
Going next, well, I will be in Mexico in June. I will be going to Ecuador for a month or so toward the end of July. And then after that, I don't know. Those are kind of travel trips, you know, not destinations to go live. But I love Mexico, and I will definitely be living in Mexico in the next year or so.
Okay, so you're looking at living full-time somewhere in Mexico. Do you prefer the beach, a place like Huatulco, or do you like the mountains, more the San Miguel de Allende?
Yeah, I like them both. Chip, I like variety, and I travel a lot. I have a hard time sitting still when I'm in one place, and I have a hard time staying in one place for too awfully long. I actually prefer the mountain setting more than the beach, kind of to answer your question, but I love Huatulco, I love San Miguel, I love the small town that I lived in Mexico for a while, so yeah, I like it all, I guess.
Eddie, you coach people how to find this lifestyle. Can you give us a couple of examples of some case studies, if you will, of folks that you have helped transition into this lifestyle of freelancing?
Yeah, definitely. You know, like myself, a lot of people stutter and stumble a little bit when they're first getting started. You can have the all the information right there in front of you. But like I've said, it's not overly difficult. It's just different. So shifting those gears is kind of tough. And those are a lot of the types of people that I work with. I worked with a lady who was really kind of struggling on her own and had submitted a lot of proposals on these job network sites that we definitely recommend people get started on. And so she sought out coaching and we worked through it. And her biggest problem, which is probably the number one problem that most people have, is finding the right jobs that fit her and then writing the proposals, being able to present yourself or, you know, quotation marks, sell yourself to that client. And so we worked through it. We did a 10-week coaching session, one call a week. And in between, we bounced back and forth with emails, and we're tweaking her approach to things. She is now extremely successful. She has fulfilled her dream, moved to Panama, and is freelancing in Panama and supporting herself.
Oh, wow. That's really neat. What would you say the average person in getting started, and they take this course, how long does it take them to get through the course? And is there a difference between someone who is having to work full time plus take the course, which is kind of where I am right now, and someone who can just take it because they are already retired and they'd like to earn a little bit of money? How long does one take, and then how long does the other take?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the key word in your question was average, because everyone, as you know, everyone works at a different pace. Everyone is different. Everyone has different skill sets and skill levels before they ever get started. Like myself, I'm not extremely a tech person. I struggled with some of that early on, and so I think that slowed me down. So it's a hard question to answer, Chip, I guess, but I would tell you myself, I started the actual freelance process going through the course while I was still working, but I just dedicated a set amount of time. It took me probably 6 months to really get established and feel comfortable with the freelancing aspect of it, and I was doing it part-time. I think definitely someone who is not working, already retired, and has a lot more time to devote to that process is going to go through it quicker typically. But again, it's going to really depend on how dedicated they are and how much time they're willing to devote to that process. Does that answer your question?
It does. I mean, that's exactly what I was looking for. I'm taking the coaching course, and of course, if you're taking the coaching course, you also have to have at least, what, 5, 6, 7 freelance jobs yourself in order to get certified. And so I'm finding that working and doing the course is taking a lot more time than I ever would have hoped.
You're
it would.
A busy guy.
You have to stay busy.
The ultimate retirement looks different for everybody. Wouldn't you agree, Eddie? The ultimate goal 100%. Is to just get control of your life, fund some of the life things that you need to fund, and then find that freedom. That's what we talk about here on this show. And that's, you got to keep your eyes on the goal here.
Definitely. And Larry, that's a good point, because I'll tell you, I did not replace my veterinary income fully when I started doing this, and that's one thing that's really important for a lot of people. It's very doable, but it takes a lot of time. You're gonna spend a lot of hours working, where that's not my goal so much. to try to make that full replacement kind of situation. But in my case, and a lot of people, they move to a location where the cost of living is less expensive, i.e. Panama with the lady I was talking about, myself, Mexico and Central America, or they find ways to really reduce their cost in retirement. And I know Chip knows probably a lot about this kind of situation because he deals with a lot of people in that respect, I'm sure. But that's one of the keys, has been one of the keys for me. I make a good living freelancing, but I'm not trying to, beat the world world, so to speak. I'm trying to do what works for me, and it's finding that balance, I think, is that's what I was speaking to.
And that is. We have people who just want to make, as one lady put it, I just want to make a little margarita money. And
yeah,
we have other people who say, okay, I need to make my $3,000-$4,000 a month, and I need to live somewhere that's less expensive to live in order for me to have the life that I want to have. And the exciting part about this to me, Eddie, is that you're actually living this. You have trained people who are living this, and you are actually using your ability to travel, the freedom that you have through freelancing, to see the places you want to see.
Exactly, and to me, that's what it's all about, Chip. Like I said earlier, you know, in my veterinary career, I loved veterinary medicine, but I had that, it was burning inside of me to do those things and kind of what I call live life the way I wanted to live it. And back to your M&M comment, I have actually worked with a client that's very similar to what she was looking for. She was looking for something to supplement her retirement so she would be able to live her life the way she wanted to live it. And her retirement funds at that point were kind of limiting as to what she could do with the rest of her life, so to speak. And so we got her to the point to where she's very happy and she's able to enjoy the things that she wants.
Eddie, you have been an outstanding guest. I know we'll talk to you on the show again. Thanks so much. Best wishes. Appreciate your time so much today. Thank you.
Thanks, Eddie. I'll talk again soon, okay? Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there you go. Back in a moment. More to come on Smart Living, Smart Retirement after this.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Smart Living, Smart Retirement, Fund Your Life, Find Your Freedom. That's what we're about here. Chip and Larry. I'm Larry Ahrens.
I'm Chip Stites.
He is Chip Stites. He's been that all day today.
I have. I checked earlier just to make sure.
Very good. What a great visit with Eddie Collins. I really like Eddie.
He is
a cool guy.
He's so much fun. I met him in Huatulco, Mexico, where I'm taking the same course that he has already graduated from, if you will.
Yes.
And he's so much fun, and he's so excited about having the freedom to go anywhere he wants. When we met in Huatulco, he had no idea what he was going to do after Alabama. He just mentioned Ecuador. So yeah. He's going to explore Ecuador for a while.
Yeah, you were telling me prior to the interview that Eddie prides himself on saying, hey, I'm homeless.
He does. He doesn't know where he wants to stay.
In a good way.
In a good way, yes.
That is fun. And I didn't ask him on the show, but he has a family, right?
He has a family. Yeah. A wife and daughter.
He's a young guy. He's still 50. He's only 54, he said. So.
Yeah, he just got tired of it and quit and had to figure out a way to do what he wanted to do and make a little extra money. And that is precisely, fund your life, find your freedom. That is precisely what Eddie is doing.
That's a beautiful thing. Well, we want to thank Eddie Collins. We're going to have him back many times. Now, this is all part of the program designed by Winton Churchill.
That's correct.
Talk about him a little
bit. Barefoot Brain.
Okay, the Barefoot Brain.
Winton is, I want to say, a graduate. He is a contemporary of Steve Jobs. He actually worked with Steve Jobs for a while. He has been a marketing director for such well-known companies as Oracle. He's worked with Microsoft. He's worked with any number of different tech companies. His connections are absolutely unbelievable. And he began, 10, 15 years ago to realize that people were going to need a way to earn a little extra money. And that's where all of this came from.
Yeah, interesting. So he was, Winton was in the middle of the big corporate stuff. I mean, he was top level, C-level executive in the corporate world then.
He was. And he actually knew some of the people, he knows the people who started Bill Gates. He has... He has worked with and then at the same time against Steve Jobs. I hope there's a story he tells which is just marvelous about how and why and what happened that made Steve Jobs leave Next and go back to Apple. Mm-hmm. And I hope I can get him to tell that story. So that would be exciting.
In future date, we will have Winston Churchill on the show.
We will.
Many, many times, and we'll be talking about his program. And we've partnered with Winston on his variety of courses, and we'll be telling you more about those as we go along. The same course that our guest Eddie Collins teaches and Winton teaches, and this is valuable stuff, and people are going to want to know about it. So our show itself is just barely unfolding now, isn't it? We don't have our website up yet or any of that.
We're working just, on it. We're just kind of learning.
Our work in progress.
The website is A Laughing Retirement, and it's being slowly put together.
Yes.
So we will get there as well. Very shortly, over the next couple of weeks, we want to have a lady on named Carrie Van Ice. Carrie is Winston Churchill's right-hand lady, if you will. She has put together a couple courses that are her own under Winton's umbrella. And she's one of the persons who is teaching me, one of the people who taught Eddie along with Winton. And so we're excited about having her to talk to.
Very good. Now, we spent a lot of time with Eddie, and we spent time with Chip, of course, who is in the middle of planning his own escape, his own form
True.
Of retirement. And I know you folks have heard a lot about living out of the country. And I just want to make sure that we're clear here. This is not a show that advocates you pack up and move to Ecuador tomorrow. This is a show that talks about that as a possibility. But we're certainly not sitting here saying, you got to move out of the country and go do this.
No.
That's not what we're saying at all.
Not at all. As a matter of fact, the example you gave was of somebody who's actually freelancing in
right.
the construction business and living just in the United States.
Yeah.
And so it's different for every individual. In my case, I want to travel. In Eddie's case, he wants to travel. So your travel could be to go see your grandkids
yeah.
in Des Moines.
Right. So this show is not about, we're not advocating you move out of the country. That is a certainly a clear and present opportunity for a lot of people, and it might be just what you're looking for. We will be talking about moving overseas, and we'll spend quite a bit of time about that. But the show is not saying, hey, you got to move out and live in Colombia someplace. It's
no,
not about that at all.
Not at all.
It's about learning how to create income for yourself wherever you choose to live. And if you want to stay here in the good old USA, why not? Lots to do here.
Absolutely. There's so much to see and there's so much to do in our country that there are many, many reasons, many excellent reasons not to leave.
Yeah. I couldn't leave. I couldn't leave baseball. I want to see baseball. I went to a game here just a couple weeks ago. I love baseball, and I love going to ball games. They're the best.
They are, and it would be a little hard to see in Ecuador.
Yes, it would. We were over in Phoenix, saw the Cubs play the Arizona Diamondbacks. It's a beautiful ballpark in Phoenix, by the way.
That is.
Actually,
I think I've umpired there.
You probably have, but more Cubs fans in the stands than Diamondback fans.
Oh, wow.
It was really fascinating. We sat in the middle of a whole bunch of Cubs fans. My wife is from Illinois, and we were with one of her good friends from Illinois, too. So I'm a Dodger fan. So we, by default, were Cubs fans for the day, right?
I can understand that completely.
But when my wife and I travel, we love to go drop in on a ball game, whatever city we're in. Right now, speaking of the Cubs, we're planning a trip to Chicago, and I want to go to Wrigley Field.
Have you been?
Once, yeah.
I've been once myself, and it is a marvelous place to go.
So if you love baseball, it's the Mecca.
It is.
It's like Fenway Park.
Somewhere between Fenway and Wrigley Field, those are places you got to see.
Indeed, indeed. All right, Chip, great show today. I want to thank our guest, Eddie Collins, for being with us today. We'll have Eddie back in the future. We'll keep you posted. We're here each weekend on Biz Talk Radio talking about retiring and having fun. And if you don't have $1 million in the bank, don't worry about it. You can still have a great time. Chip, have a good week. We'll see you next week, okay?
Yes, we will, Larry. You have a good day, good week.
All right, thank you. This show is called Smart Living, Smart Retirement. Fund your life, find your freedom here on Biz Talk Radio.
Make it funky, make it funky.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. biztalkradio.com.